I'm so fucked. Bonjour! Welcome to another edition of Cafe Day Today. We're going live tonight with our WrestleMania 39, well, predictions. I had to double check on myself. I'm like, what year is it this year? And I'm like, yeah, it's 39. I'm like, wow, fuck. I'm getting old.
39 is, I mean, that's even crazy for me even to think about. Not as, yeah, not as old yet, but I feel like getting there myself. 'Cause 23, 24 was like the first one I ever watched on TV. What was your first one you watched live, would you say?
Question. Like on cassette, I watched some of the other ones, but the first one I actually watched as it was happening, think might have been 12.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, WrestleMania 12.
Because
Because I
growing
was.
up, sorry, no, because growing up, I had all the old video cassettes. So I used to watch me WrestleMania 1, 2s, and threes. But we didn't have Sky back then. But then when I got Sky, was it 12? Yeah, it might have been 12. What year was 12? 12 was 96. So yeah, I might have been 7. I might actually. No, yeah, might yeah, 12. Yeah, I think 12 was the first one I watched live, but I already watched all the others beforehand.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure 12 was my first one. So as a Bret Hart fan, it wasn't a good one for me to watch live.
I just saw a picture and it was, I mean, everyone knows, I'm sure, but like 18 years ago is the first time, is the last time they went Hollywood, WrestleMania, which is crazy to think
21
18
year.
years in the making for the next one. Yeah. That's wild. But 12, I feel like, yeah, 12, 20, 24, 23. We got a lot of covered. Remember that trivia at one point long ago? Everyone had different answers to that. Everyone had different skill sets, I should say, to which WrestleMania they knew. It's interesting.
Yeah, what year was you born again?
1998.
So WrestleMania 14 was the year you was born.
Okay, that sounds right. And was that
Yeah, so
Undertaker Kane? Or no, was that 13?
14 was Undertaker Kane, yeah. First time,
It
yeah.
was? Okay, that's what I thought.
It
Yeah.
went when
Okay.
Austin became champ. And for me, WrestleMania 5, Savage Hogan.
Oh, what'd you say? WrestleMania 5 was Savage Hogan?
Yeah, that's the one when I was born.
Okay, nice. So what year is that?
Well, it 89.
89, okay.
Yeah, I'm old.
You're basic, you're a 90s kid. You're basically a 90s kid. Or do you consider yourself an 80s kid?
That's a good question. I grew up in the 90s, but for some reason I like the fact that I was born in the 80s because the 80s is like the most awesome decade in history.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I am a 90s kid, but I like claiming the fact I was an 80s kid as well because I had the best music. But yeah, everyone, we're doing that WrestleMania predictions video. For people asking if Renee and Paul's joining us, no, they're not. They don't watch the product. You should know this by now. They don't like it.
We do the
So,
marks. That's just
well, we're the
us.
max. Yeah, this is us. We're just the max, ain't we? But let's get into it. So, WrestleMania 39, let's go in Hollywood again. Pretty much now, I think all the matches have been announced. Obviously, some change of scheduling because that overrated piece of shit decided to walk out again because of creative. So Bobby Lashley, unfortunately, has just been chucked into a battle royal.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Bobby Lashley got like screwed. I feel like he would have, I mean, the Bray Wyatt match, a lot of people weren't looking forward to it, but still I think that it would have been better than being in the Andre the Giant Memorial. I'm trying to think to myself now, is there anywhere for him to go other than the Battle Royal? Because LA Knight is also in the Battle Royal, and I really want to believe he's having a real WrestleMania moment despite being in it. You know what I mean? So I don't know if the same holds true
Yeah.
for Lashley, but I hope so because
That
Lashley's
bat.
been pushed cr like crazy.
Yeah, that battle royal. Lashley, LA Knight, Karrion Kross, one of my favorites, he's in it. And I'm like, well, these three guys should be doing something on the card.
I agree. I think LA Knight, it'd be a crime if LA Knight is not on the LA
Yeah.
WrestleMania. Like, that's just, it's too easy, right? Like, he needs to at least come out and cut a promo. I feel like he's in that Elias spot right now where he gets like massive reactions when he goes out there. And just like we saw with Undertaker at Raw 30, I feel like he could have that same moment with like a Stone Cold, let's say. If Stone Cold were just to come out and beat him up, because we've heard Stone Cold has been training, and just to see Stone Cold obviously on the card. I know he'll be there, but who knows?
So I guess we can play around with this one's our first prediction. I don't know, are they doing the women's battle royal as well this year, or are they scrapping that?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I don't
I
know.
haven't
Let me
heard it
look that up.
mentioned at
I
all.
haven't heard it mentioned once. Yeah. Is it the Mae Young Battle
Well,
Royal
we
now?
now they just call it the Memorial Battle Royal now. It was gonna be
Oh,
Miller,
that's
but obviously
right.
some allegations came out. So I guess it's not so much a WrestleMania prediction, but I guess you can count it as a pre-show because it is associated with WrestleMania, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. So we both saying Lashley?
It's either going to be Lashley or I think LA Knight is in that position. I don't know what it would, because I don't know what it would do for Lashley. You know, that's the only reason why I don't say Lashley. I mean, it, then again, the previous winners haven't really done anything with it anyway, but I guess wasn't it supposed to be given? Like, remember that year Baron Corbin won it and people were like, oh, Baron Corbin's gonna, this is gonna like push him to the top. Like, this is a great first win to showcase him. And then, of course, nothing happened. So I don't know if they just scrapped that whole, you know, rising star wins it type of thing. But I would love for LA Knight to, somebody on the rise like LA Knight to take it.
So you saying LA Knight then?
I would like to. Yeah, I'm gonna say LA Knight. I'll eat that prediction, but I'm gonna say LA Knight.
I'll say Lashley. So I'm planning to say a lot of my picks from the previous shows have been wishful thinking. I'm just gonna play this one real
Yeah.
safe tonight.
Play it safe. I can't wait till we total up all these scores.
Oh, God help me. I need to get on to that. Someone said, how come I haven't done the forfeit yet? We're doing it over the year, so we'll find out.
I don't have to forfeit.
Yeah. So, right, I suppose we'll get into the matches then. So we'll get the piss break matches out the way. So Charlotte v. Rhea Ripley, what we're saying.
No. I am a big Rhea Ripley fan. I would love for Rhea to take that belt. And I think you're in the same boat, right? I mean, Charlotte has a lot of reigns. And you know, happy that the legacy, the Flair legacy, is still alive, I suppose. But those were a lot of those reigns as a fan, as a mark, you can't count a lot of those reigns, right? Like they're just handoffs. So I gotta say, Rhea Ripley. And also, I really love it when the Royal Rumble winner does win at WrestleMania. I think that's cool to keep it going. So I'm gonna say Rhea.
I want Rhea to win. I'm picking Rhea, but I honestly just don't care about this match at all. It should have been Rhea for Bianca, in my opinion, because who's cheering for Charlotte Flair as a babyface? Like, no one.
No, it's true. It's true. And also, I feel like out of all the matches, this one has had the least amount of like significant build. There's a few other ones, of course, on there, but like, you know, the ones that they just added. But in terms of like the marquee matches, I don't remember a lot of build for this one because Charlotte wasn't there for a few weeks, right? Like, she'd come in once in a while and like do a promo with Rhea. Rhea did a lot of the building on this on her own, I think, with those promos backstage and stuff.
Yeah, it's just from what I've gathered, the feud is like, oh, Charlotte beat me a few years ago. It's time for me to get my revenge. And
A few years ago.
I'm like, okay, so
I will say, I will. Sorry to interrupt you. I was just going to say the one build that just came to my mind. When did you see the promo between Dominic and Charlotte?
Yeah.
That was. I thought that was pretty cool. I liked seeing two generational talents in there, and I thought there were some pretty good lines from Charlotte for once to Dominic. But other than that, I can't remember much of a build.
Cool. So we're going both going Rhea Ripley. So next one, because of the overrated piece of shit walking out, they had to scramble some last minute matches. So we've got the four way tag team match. Now,
To scramble some matches.
yeah, like these ma no disrespect to the talent involved. Every one of them, besides Braun Strowman's talented. But sorry, Braun. I like you really. But it's just like, what's the point of these fatal four-way tag team matches if it's not for the title, at least have it say it's a number one contender match. I don't know if they've said that, but at least have some stakes to it. So
There's a name for these too, right? Are they like showcase matches or something they're being called?
yeah.
I think they're showcase. I think so.
Showcase match for what we see on Raw like every week. So we got Alpha Academy, Strowman and Ricochet, Viking War Raiders, and Street Profits. I think that's right. So who you saying? Do you care?
I have to care. I'm going. I think I'm gonna go with. I'll go with Ricochet and Braun Strowman because I actually have like their dynamic as like big strong guy and high flyer. And I also thought it was ironic that right after Strowman bashed all the high flyers, they put him with like the biggest high flyer in the company. So I think that I'm gonna go with Strowman and Ricochet.
I'm going Street Profits. I would say they're the second biggest babyface tag team in the company now, behind KO and Sammy. It's gonna be interesting what they do after WrestleMania if they are gonna have a split. This match might lead to the split. You know, I don't wishful thinking for some creative WWE. I don't know, but I think the company's high on Street Profits, but it just hasn't been their time this year because obviously they wanted the Usos to have the big reign. And if it wasn't for the plans of KO and Sami, then I think they probably would have let Street Profits beat them. So
Yeah.
yeah, I'm going Street Profits.
Okay, that's fair. That's very, very fair. I could see them having a big WrestleMania moment on. I mean, I could see them having a WrestleMania win, I should say, and winning, but I'm still going to go with Strowman and Ricochet. We'll see.
So we've got the women's showcase match. You're gonna have to remind me who's in this match because it's like, fuck Ronda Rousey, fucking hell, she's had a fall from grace. It's her and Shayna.
We're talking about the women's showcase. It's Chelsea Green and Sonya just got added like on Raw, I think.
Yeah.
You've also got okay. So you've got wow, I really thought they were gonna leave that spot open and like do a surprise, but no. So you've got Ronda and Shayna, Chelsea and Sonya, Shotzi and Natalya, and Raquel and Liv Morgan.
Oh man, they're doing my girl dirty. Seriously,
This is
she's. Man, this is the piss break match, isn't it? No disrespect. Well, I am being disrespectful, but oh man, who
is
cares?
a certain match
Fucking
for sure, yeah.
Ronda and Shayna.
You know what? If we fall, we'll fall together, James. I'm gonna go with Ronda and Shayna.
Yeah, who cares about these matches? Like I said, at least have a stipulation, number one contendership. At least put that on. At least have some stakes on it. WrestleMania
Who
Showcase. That oh, no.
are Raw Women's Champions, like tag champs? Oh, Lita and
What?
Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, we'll go into that match next, actually. So we're both saying Ronda and Shayna. So next one. Six women tag team match, Damage Control, the Lita, Trish, and Becky. We're doing the girls dirty this year. They
There's a
really are.
lot. They all are. They surprisingly they're all on the card for the most part. I think for this one, I would love to see Lita get a WrestleMania win. What would that be? Since when? Like, when was the last time Lita was at a WrestleMania and got a win? Has she ever?
I don't think she has.
Wow, that would be pretty cool, I think, to see Lita win. It's very random with her being champion. Like, I guess I missed that episode of Raw when she returned, but I remember I tuned in the next week and I was like, wow, like that's out of left field. I think it's going to be Lita and Becky, and Trish is going to run interference.
I thought it was a six-woman tag.
Oh, you're right. My bad. Then it's going to be
Yeah.
Trish, Becky,
Yeah.
Lita. Okay. Yeah.
So,
That's who I'm going with.
yeah, same. I'm going with the baby faces. So, yeah. We'll
Yeah.
skip the matches. I just do not care about. Right. So, what else we got next then? So, we've got we'll go with Ray Ray v Dominic.
Now that's a match I'm actually excited for. Very excited to see. I think the build for this, I don't remember the last time something had like a year long. Has it been over a year that they've been kind of hinting at this?
Since Clash, like there was teasers before Clash, like Dominic getting frustrated, but it really has started since Clash. So
Since Clash, yeah.
last August, I think it was.
That's pretty cool. So it's starting at something that you went to and ending at something I'll be. That's nice. You were at Clash, right? So
Yeah.
I think that I'm gonna go with I think I'm gonna
Right.
go with Oh man, this is so tough. I don't know. I feel it should be Dominic, right? I think I'm gonna go Dominic on this one. I think Dominic pulls it off after everything he's done. It would be interesting if Dominic didn't win because he's the, he is the rising star in all of this, and Ray is getting inducted that weekend. It's my thought, but we'll see. And I'd think Ray would maybe want to put Dominic over, right? You'd think so.
Yeah, you would think so. Man, Damian Priest ain't doing anything for Mania.
Oh, and that's a shame. I like Damian Priest.
Common sense says Dominic if they want to push a new star. And I'll be honest, Dominic has impressed me, especially with his promos.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna play it safe. I'm gonna go Ray Ray. Give him
Fair.
the WrestleMania moment. He's
Absolutely
had
fair
loads, but
moment.
they'll give him another
He's
one.
had lots. Give him another one over his son. I'm interested to see if there's anything special with like the I feel like they care about this feud, it seems. They give it a lot, like it gets a lot of time. I wonder if there's anything interesting with like entrances or gear or stuff, right? Especially with everything that Dominic's been alluding to like Eddie Guerrero about. I wonder. I'm thinking. But it'll be a good one. I don't think they want to put on a snore or anything like that, so
Yeah, cool. So next one, almost V Brock.
Almost v Brock. Wow. Can you go first on this one, James? That's my guy. I gotta think about it.
Brock never bet against Brock.
Never. Yes, that's what I say. Never get. I'm gonna go with Brock. I'm gonna go Brock. And yeah.
I feel like the reason they're having this match is just for the F5 spot. I would be shocked if Brock loses. I really would be. But I'm going Brock. It's a safe bet. Never bet against Brock.
Imagine if Brock puts on like a clinic. I mean, not Brock, if almost like puts on a
Yeah.
really good match.
Five star classic.
Five-star classic.
So I love that though during the promos. Because they was trying to empathize on their Omos being this giant. So when Omos was making his entrance, he had like MVP about 10 foot behind him, so MVP looked tiny. And did you see when they were shaking hands? So Brock is trying to do his hands like that, and Omos is trying to
Yeah.
like that, like
It
purposely
was
try and
so
make his
awkward
hand
looking.
bigger.
You're right. Brock's hand looks so weird. I remember thinking, like, who shakes hands like that? Yeah, I gotta go. I would be very sad. I would literally put my head down in the audience if Brock Lesnar took the almost bomb and and got pinned off it.
Cool. So we'll I guess we'll finish up with, well, the last women's match. Asuka v Bianca, just don't care about this match. I'm sorry. People's gonna say I'm sound sec people's gonna say I'm sexist, but just don't care about it. I've never cared for Asuka. I know a lot of people do. I've never got it. I've just never got it with Asuka, and I do think it should have been Rhea v Bianca, especially as the two of them came up pretty much at the same time from NXT, and they've had showdowns at the Royal Rumble with them to be in the final two or final three. I thought that was the way it was going, but I was completely wrong. But Asuka v Bianca, what's your thoughts on it, and who's your pick?
Well, Bianca, I think, has been champion for a year now, right? It's been like a
Yeah.
year of Bianca. So I want to say that Asuka takes it, especially with her new character. And I feel like it's been so many times that Asuka has, like, they've tried to, what's the right word? Like, rejuvenate her persona. And then she just loses at, like, when it matters. On main roster, I should say, not like NXT. Then she was dominant, but I feel like there's been a lot of times where they try to bring her back and then she loses. So I think this is they really care about this time. It seems a little bit more like she seems more believable than her entire time on main roster, in my opinion. I really like this new Asuka. I guess like this is the off the Kana persona, right, that she had. So I'm gonna go Asuka, and I think Bianca's had a solid year as champion. Some good defenses in there.
I haven't been paying attention, but is Asuka heel or she's just been a bit of a Trina sort of character?
I think she's a bit of a tweener, honestly, because she and Bianca, I think, teamed up together not too long ago in like a tag match to see if they
Right.
could coexist, as the as famous expression. And she seemed more like a face to me than a heel. But then again, she does use mist, which would be a foreign object in her matches. So you be the judge of that.
All right. This is actually a few people in the chat has mentioned it. We'll get to some of the chats in a bit, guys. So don't worry. This is a hard one to call, really, because obviously they're super high on Bianca, and
Yeah.
you know, do they want? I mean, I thought she should have lost the title to Bayley back in the summer. It's time for her to lose the belt, but at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if they keep the belt on there. But at the same time, who's she gonna feud with? I thought it'd be Sh Rhea Ripley, but presuming Rhea wins the title, does this mean her and the Judgment Day is gonna be going over to SmackDown? There is meant to be a brand split. I'll go ask her.
Go Asuka,
Yeah,
yeah. I think
I'll go
Asuka's
ask you.
taken.
Cool. Next one, we'll go Logan Paul v Seth freaking Rollins.
I'm actually looking forward to this match. I haven't been disappointed by a Logan Paul match. I mean, I know that he's not like how everyone is freaking out that he's like one of the best workers to take to it. Renee pointed out, and I think I've heard other people say, like, in what was it, his third or second match ever, he like completely ruined his leg, right? So he's not the most reliable worker to take to it, but he has wowed me in his last performances. So I'm gonna say Logan Paul, even though I think because he's even though I think because he's over, I know that's gonna get hate. I know because he's over on the last few instances between him and Rollins. So I think, like, naturally, when as wrestling fans watching this, we think, okay, whoever gets the last laugh on the go home show usually loses at the pay-per-view. I think that's like a pattern. Whoever dominates more in the build loses on the pay-per-view. but I gotta say I'm going with Logan Paul. And again, probably elite that prediction. This is Seth Rollins, like the second coming of Mania moments, Rollins. But I think that Logan takes it. Can't
I'm
even say
going
with a
Seth
straight
Rollins.
face. Can't even say it with a straight face.
I'm going Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is like super over now. He's the same character, but he's essentially babyface. And depends how results goes at Mania. He's, I would say, he's next in line for a title shot. Like, there's always the argument, what does a win for Seth Rollins do in his career? It doesn't make him a bigger star by any means, but at the same time, you still want to keep him strong, even though he's one of them wrestlers now that can take a pin and it doesn't really affect him now because he's kind of untouchable now. But still, you don't want the celebrities going over your wrestlers. I know they've done it in the past with like LT and they've done
Floyd.
it with Floyd, but. Yeah, I'm going Seth. It has to be Seth Rollins.
Fair.
And Tanner's just put in there, Seth could feud with champion Cody. They could, and obviously they've said a lot of shit to each other, like, kayfabe and stuff. But you could have that rubber match for the title and be like, yeah, I done some things, you done some things, but we want to finally decide who is the best between us. So, but yeah, I'll go
Yeah,
Seth Rollins.
and I think that off of that great comment too, it's I think that their last feud remains open, Seth and Cody. Like they could build right off of it, right? Like it didn't seem closed to me. It just seemed like the better man walked away because I mean Cody was injured, right? And then Rollins, and it never
Yeah.
ended, did it? Like Rollins came out the next night, shook his hand, but then he assaulted him, if I remember correctly, right? Again.
Forgot, to be honest. It's been a
I think
while ago. It
yeah,
might have been.
it was a long time ago. It was Raw after that pay-per-view, but I think Rollins did attack him one more time before Cody went away to heel. So yeah, like, completely left open to me. I think they could pick right back up. That's true. Good point.
Right, so next one we go to is the triple threat match, which I called a few months ago. So we've got Gunther, Sheamus, or Shamu, as I call them. My
Wait, what do you
boy,
call him?
Shamu. It's something that the Irish calls him,
Shaman.
Shamu.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not Irish,
Nice.
but my heritage is Irish. So,
You could probably trick almost everyone I know here into thinking that you're Irish with your accent,
Uh,
because nobody knows the
people,
difference. Yeah.
a lot of people think I am. A lot of Irish are ginger, but the other look also is the black hair, blue eyes. So I speak really fast. So
Yeah. You'd
I've
actually
been
you'd fit
missing.
in great here in New York. You fit we talk, yeah, like that, yeah.
I will get to New York one day. Definitely will. But yeah,
I'll show
triple
you
threat
good
match.
pizza.
Oh yeah, Gunther. He's done a great job with the IC belt. They've booked him well. He's brought a lot of prestige back to that title. He's had some great matches, and he's done so well. Sheamus, obviously, they had the classic match at Clash. I was there for that, as I tell you.
Really?
So I didn't realize how great it was like watching it live. Then when I watched it on TV again, I'm like, wow, this was a great match. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
And that at the time, I thought, me personally, Rollins v. Riddle was a better match. But when I watch it again, I'm like, yeah, that was a better match. They brought McIntyre into this feud, so triple threat match for the IC title. So interesting. I do think they'll have Gunther retain the title. I think they're going to keep him strong. I can. How long has he had the title for now? Who did he beat for it?
Longest IC reign of the modern era, I think they keep saying. So I don't know what that means, but it's long. Did he beat Nakamura?
Nakamura comes to mind, or might have been like Ricochet even, but
Maybe,
Nakamura
maybe.
comes to mind. One of them does. Might have been Ricochet, actually. I think Ricochet had it for like 2 weeks. That was a forgettable reign. Chat Chat, do you know who Gunther defeated? Was it Ricochet?
Please,
I think it
yes,
was.
please tell us, chat. Either.
But yeah, he's had the title. Yeah, he went from Ricochet.
Gotcha.
But yeah, he's had the title for a long time. Because when he defended it against Sheamus at Clash, that was the first time it was defended on pay-per-view for like a year and a half.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was
Yeah,
like
that's true. I do. Yep. I remember that stat.
it was like
It was
before that.
sad.
Yeah, before that, the last time it was defended on pay-per-view was like WrestleMania 37.
You know what else? I remember Nakamura's reign. He beat Ricochet, but I remember Nakamura was like just not being put on the card for the title. For some reason I remember, and that's a reason why I don't know, the title wasn't
Yeah.
defended. I'm sure that adds to the stat, but I just remember in my mind not ever seeing Nakamura on any of those pay-per-views and wondering
Yeah.
like why.
Yeah, but now Gunther's brought a lot of prestige back to it. He's been booked super strong. He had that great showing at the Rumble. And people got upset because he had a name change. But he's done ever so well. But I do think he'll retain and he might keep. Yeah, I think he'll retain, and I'll be interested to see when they do decide to drop it. But I might be wrong. I would like to see McIntyre win, but I see Gunther retaining.
Yeah. Well, first off, I think it's gonna be a great match. All three of these guys. I think the Sheamus Gunther match, you're right, was phenomenal. And with that, adding Drew to the mix is just gonna make it more hard hitting, which we love. I think of these three, it's either between Gunther and Sheamus. I don't think Drew wins personally. So I'll go Sheamus. I'll say they give Sheamus the big moment. Because I think, is that the last belt Sheamus needs to capture? I think it is, right? That's what they were like talking about with Clash.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So maybe just to give Sheamus that big moment, his one of his probably, I don't want to say big last big moment, but you know he's winding down. He has to be at this point, as opposed to what he was throughout his career. Now, what is it? It's about 10 years since he won the Royal Rumble, I think. No, 11 years since he won and then won the world title at WrestleMania. So,
Yeah, well, he was WWE champion before then, even.
yeah, he was. He's
And
had
he's
a
top.
crazy career. All those accolades were a lot of beginning. Because they won it again from Roman by cashing in Money in the Bank, right? He won the WWE championship, I think. But anyway, I think Sheamus takes it. I do. One more
All
big
right.
moment for the Great White.
Cool. Cool. So next one we'll go to Edge v Finn Balor, Hell in a Cell. So this has been another long feud. This has been since they turned on Edge and, kicked Edge out of Judgment Day. I loved it how the reports from the like the Meltzers and stuff, was that the reason they kicked Edge out of the group was because Edge turned down the creative because they was going to start having the Judgment Day do supernatural stuff like lightning and stuff. I have yet to see that.
I've yet to see it also. I've actually really liked Judgment Day. I think that they've like built they were building Damian Priest. I don't know. In the last month he really has just become like a side piece to either Dominic or Rhea, but or Finn. But other than Damian Priest, I feel like the Judgment Day have ascended. They've been on every week. They won the world the Royal Rumble, will probably win at WrestleMania, hopefully. Dominic has a great match at Mania. Finn has a great match at WrestleMania. So Judgment Day to me is a great stable, but I'm gonna give it to Edge. Gonna give it to Edge. Edge wins in Hell in a Cell, I feel. Didn't he beat Rollins? I think he did. Or did Rollins beat him?
Good question. I forgot. It's been a blur.
I forgot too. And I loved their Hell in a Cell match. It was so creative. And that's why I really like Edge matches, because I think that he adds a certain level of like creativity to things. Like he somehow makes it so I've never seen something before when he's in there.
Now, I missed SmackDown the other day, but did Balor bring back the Demon, or is he bringing it back?
Oh yeah, you're right. Well, I missed it too. Yeah, I think because Edge said bring your demon, and then Balor cut like a promo on Raw just yesterday where he was like, yeah, I think he said like I'll bring the demon or something like that, but I don't know if he's definitely bringing it or not. I would assume he is at this point because they're branding it as the devil versus the demon. So you'd
Yeah, makes
think.
sense. Yeah. Who did you say, sorry?
I'm going Edge.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's because they've traded a few wins and losses, but obviously this is finally going to end the feud. It's been entertaining, and like Hell in a Cell is a feud ender, so they've booked it right. Do they give it to Finn Balor, make him look super strong, and try and elevate him more, like back to the main event scene, like as a contender for the title? I mean, well, I would love to see Finn Balor Cody Rhodes feud for the title if, you know, it goes to plan. Do they give it to Edge because it's Edge?
Yeah. I
Tuffy.
guess Edge doesn't need it as much as Bal like none of them neither of them need it, but Edge just doesn't need it as much, right? So
Balor needs it more to elevate himself back into that main event scene. Edge doesn't need it
right.
at all, but at the same time, you want to make the fans happy, and the place to make them happy is WrestleMania.
Yeah. It would make me happy.
I'm going Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go Edge.
you and I are like the biggest suckers for nostalgia. And sometimes our nostalgia differs, but I feel like we'll always go with the pick that was more closer to our childhood, our respective
Yeah.
childhoods.
Man, I've lived through all of Edge's fucking gimmicks,
Career.
thinking
Yeah.
about it. Yeah, man. I'm watching Raw 98 now, and he started appearing, and he's like this mute in the crowd, and he just shows up spearing people at random.
Oh
Gangrel just
yeah.
debuted as well. So
I love that you're
hopefully.
watching. See, you don't know, James, how lucky you are that you don't have to go on Peacock. Like,
Yeah.
I complain about it a lot, but it truly is not as great as the WWE Network. The network, you're lucky you've got that still because nothing is categorized. Like, this would be hard. You'd literally have to like have a spreadsheet, unless it's all up here for you, how you're watching Raw week by week, you'd have to like have it listed out which Raw season and stuff you'd want to go by. And like actually have to type that in, like it's really annoying, yeah.
Oh. Cool. So we're both on Edge. So if I've got this right, we've got a couple of matches left, unless I've missed some. So we'll go to the tag team match, which personally I thought should be the main event on night one, but I think it's going to be Rhea and Charlotte. But KO and Sami for the Usos, one of the best storylines we've seen for a good while in wrestling.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I was worried that they weren't going to be able to keep the hype on both with like both Roman and Cody and Sami KO and the Usos. Like I thought one was going to fall, but I feel like they're both pretty strong right now. I'm very excited for that tag match. I agree with you that the main event, because I saw a Van Vliet clip, maybe you saw it too, of Van Vliet asked the Usos, "Do you think a tag team match would ever main event WrestleMania?" This was a few years ago, and they were like, "Yeah, and we're going to be the ones to do it." Would have been a great opportunity, but wherever it falls, it'll be a great match. And is this for the tag belts, by the way?
Presume so.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Think I'm pretty sure it has to be.
Has to be. Yeah, I'm going Sammy and KO. I think the Bloodline falls overall that night. I think it would be weird if the Usos kept their belts and Reigns lost, because I just gave a foreshadow to my prediction of the main event.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
Yeah.
think KO and Sammy.
Yeah, sorry. No, sorry. Yeah, I'm in agreement. The Usos, in my opinion, are because I know the New Day won that like a poll. It was WWE list. The New Day was like the greatest tag team of all time. In my opinion, the Usos is 10 times better. I don't know about 10 times better, but I do think the Usos is a better tag team than the New Day.
Right.
I just
Yeah.
find them more entertaining and the better wrestlers. But they've had a great title reign. Obviously, the unified. the titles. It'd be interesting to see if they keep the titles unified if they do lose them. But yeah, it kind of feels like this is the beginning and the end of the Bloodline. It's all going to culminate this weekend. I know Solo lost against Cody, and that's his undefeated streak gone.
That's
That's probably the
true.
first
How long
crack
has
me
he
out of
been?
it.
How long has he been undefeated? Has it been that long? I guess since he's been there, right? So
Well,
Clash.
Clash again, man. It's all
Clash,
going back
yeah.
to Clash, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone said it was a glorified house show, but still, a lot of things happened at
No.
Clash.
That no way that was a glorified house show. I don't know who said that, but Clash was like here.
I think it's because there wasn't any title changes.
Okay, that
I
makes
think
sense.
that's why they say it, but when you think about it, Solo debuted, Dominic turned on Ray, like a few things did happen. Edge wore a mask.
Your best.
But yeah, but yeah, I'm gonna say KO and Sammy. Usos had a great reign. It'd be interesting to see where they go afterwards. If they pull the trigger on a Jey Uso singles run again. And it'd be interesting to see who Sammy and KO feuds with after this. Plus it's still amazing to think that KO and Sammy still hasn't won the tag titles together.
That is amazing. And I obviously it's because, right, just how big they got separately. But yeah, you'd think that they'd at least have one reign together. And this is, and they'll definitely get it here. And I guess this is apparently where they first got. I don't know if there's like truth to this or anything, but they cut a promo on Raw that was basically like LA is where they got their start, their first big start. I don't know what they were referring to exactly, like indie company wise, but cool though, if it's coming full circle.
Might be PWG, but I don't know if that was like California. Oh, whether it is California.
Oh wow. Okay, so yeah, that makes sense then. Absolutely.
It
That's
might be
really cool.
PWG, yeah. So I might be wrong, but that rings a bell. So double check, Jonah. Is there anything else besides the main event? I don't
Let's
think
see.
so.
We did the triple threat, Hell in a
Oh,
Cell, Omos.
Theory and Cena.
Theory and Cena, yes.
Big one.
I'm
I
just
was
looking
thinking.
through.
I was thinking U.S. title. Yeah, that's the last. That's the other one. I think the
Theory and
last one.
Cena. And that kicks off. That kicks off night one too. They announced that.
Oh well.
So yeah,
Right.
Cena wants to get out of there. I think, look, I'm so in the minority. I know. I'm going with John Cena.
Oh.
I'm going with John. No, I it's so unrealistic. It's a horrible pick. He's leaving right after that match. It's a one-off. Theory's clearly gonna beat him, but I want the shock value if it happens. It's like betting against all the odds. Like I'm gonna put in Cena, but I want you all to know I know Theory is gonna win.
Well, you say that. I mean, unless it's like a DQ win for Cena, you never know.
Oh my God, you're right. Like Theory just, yeah, low blows him or
keeps the
something.
yeah. So he keeps the title. That's always a possibility. People hate that, but it can happen.
People are saying Cena's in the middle of a movie. I know he's got such a busy schedule, it'd be impossible for him to win a championship and stay. However, when The Rock won the WWE championship, did he have a lot going on?
Brock, wasn't
Brock.
Have you seen the title reigns WWE's been given the last few years?
You know what?
Champ.
Imagine Cena wins it and then shows up the next night and loses it. You never
Yeah,
know.
so someone because it's Stand and Deliver is Saturday night before Mania,
Saturday, yeah.
and Bron Breakker defends title against Carmelo Hayes, and a lot of people presumes he's getting called up after Mania, so he might drop the title. They said it would be great way to debut him. Austin Theory has like an open challenge, and Bron Breakker comes out and like beats him for the title, debuts him strong. Something that could possibly
That'd be really
happen.
cool.
Or
Yeah.
even against Cena, they said you could have it. Even Cena brings back the open challenge, and Bron Breakker beats him on his first night on the main roster.
You know, that has continuity to it too, with that Cena Open Challenge. Yeah, that'd be really cool, actually.
So, so that'd
But
be interesting.
Austin Theory gets buried.
Yeah, either way. I've got to go with Theory. I know the Conda now. Vince is back. Vince is high on him. I was disappointed with his cash in, for obvious reasons, but he's definitely recovered from it. And, you know, he won an Elimination Chamber match, and he had a good feud with Rollins. And it's been building up. Like, a lot of people from the summer were saying that it was going to be Theory against Cena at Mania. And obviously, we got to this point. He grew up idolizing Cena. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this match. I'm going to go with Austin Theory. I wouldn't mind seeing Cena win the title again. It'd be interesting to see what they do next night. But common sense tells me it's Austin Theory. And because I'm so many points behind, I need to get these wins back. I need to put these.
How did this happen? Like, how does everyone know that you're behind in points? Like, I missed that part.
I think I say on every live stream I'm behind on points. I've got no idea who's winning. It's probably the fans who's winning, if anything.
It's probably the fans, yeah. That's hilarious. We'll have to see. This is going to be the longest. It's, you know what this is? This is long booking for Cafe de Renee, this point system.
Yeah. There used to be, when What Culture used to be good, they had the Cultaholic crew on there. And they used to
I didn't know they were together at one point. I completely did not know.
Yeah, Cultaholic crew. Adam Pacitti, Lampier, Ross, Jack, and a couple of the other guys. They was with What Culture Fest, and they had all these characters, and they would do their predictions, and they would do forfeits, and they would go to, like, you know, City Center in, you know, some costume or something stupid.
Yeah.
And or the one guy lost, and he had to shave his head. And it used to be great, but when they left What Culture, they took a good chunk of the audience with them. And, like, What Culture,
yeah,
I don't watch anymore. The only person I don't, there you go. I don't watch What Culture at all, but if I do, the only guy who's on there, and I don't know if he's still there, is Simon Miller.
Yeah, of course, Simon Miller. Yeah,
I don't know if he's still there, he probably is, but he's the only, and there's a lot of people with that same opinion. They only watch it because he's still there and they wish he would join Cultaholic. But yeah, so but no, so yeah, so the predictions, when we tally up the results, could be interesting. Cool. So right, so if I'm not wrong, we're finally down to the main event. So the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns against the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. Before we get into results, I mean, wow. How good has WWE booked Cody since he's been returned?
Yeah, I agree. I think Cody is on fire. And I just saw, like, an interview I think he did on, like, The Bump or something. But he started crying because, like, a Rhodes is main eventing WrestleMania. And I don't know. Just for, and, again, this is from a younger fan here. I didn't grow up even watching, you know, Dusty Rhodes or anything like that. I just saw what I saw since I started watching, like, 2006 or 7 onward. But that's so cool to even me, like, to hear, you know, as, like, I think that's awesome for the history, for the legacy and everything. And also, yeah, I grew up watching Cody in Legacy, and now seeing how he's gone full circle and now main eventing in WrestleMania, it's wild. And I really want Cody to win. I'm super behind on him, and I would love to see him take that belt, and I think he's going to, both of them. And then I'm interested to see how they split them, because they've got to be split at this point, right?
Apparently, so I heard, whether it's true or I don't know, Triple H hates the Universal title.
I've heard that.
And if Cody wins, or if Roman wins, they might commission a new design for, like, and, you know, one title, which I hope they do. And Cody has said in the past, and he's got history with it. So when Cody won the IC title, which was the title they brought in the Attitude Era, and it lasted to 2000 and fuck, 2011 or something. He binned it and he brought back the classic IC title, which is the best IC
Yep.
title.
The white strap, I love it. Yeah.
Well, he loved the Winged Eagle, which is, Hogan's belt, Bret's belt, Shawn Michaels' belt, Savage. It's my favorite WWE title belt. He's a big fan of that. So he has said if he wins, he would love to bring back that title.
I think that would be awesome if he brought that title back. I don't think so. I think for what they want, from what I heard, they want like the logo, which makes sense when the wrestlers do like media and stuff. They want that big W there. However, it looks so bad. And like everyone knows it looks bad. Like as soon as they unveiled it, as soon as they just unveiled it with like different colors, everyone was like, this takes the fun out of belts, you know? Like the design is what obviously you have all these like classic famous designs. I would love to see the Winged Eagle make a return. I really would. And I think that you could do it with like one and then make the leave the WWE one, which or leave whichever the other one is. The Winged Eagle would take over what? The WWE or the Universal?
WWE, I don't know if they're talking about, I don't know if they're going to split the belts again or if they're just going to merge the belts into one belt. It depends what they want to do with the brand split and stuff like that going forward. If they do have two belts, then drop the Universal, just bring back Big Gold, the World Heavyweight title. Everyone will be
Yeah.
happy.
Everyone will be happy.
Everyone would be happy. So it'll be interesting. So before I get to my prediction, Roman Reigns, fair play to him. I have said for many years the guy should turn heel because the fans can't get behind him as a babyface. And he finally made a switch to a heel. And man, he's just been the top guy. He's just done amazing. And
Yeah.
he's brought prestige to the titles. Has he been champion too long? Some people might say yes, some people might say no, but he's definitely brought some prestige back to it. He's a great worker. I've always said it. I don't think anyone can do a kick out like Roman Reigns. He times them spot on. He's had some good feuds. He's had some good defenses. All leads up to this. It's been booked really strong at first while Roman was still sorting out his stuff with Sammy. They decided to start having Paul Heyman do the promos with Cody. Great stuff. Talking a lot about Dusty and how Roman Reigns was Dusty's kid in NXT, saying Roman was the son he always wanted. So making it personal. You've had the back and forth between Cody and Roman. It's been booked really well. It feels like a main, in my opinion, it feels like a WrestleMania main event.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of hate around it, and I think because Cody started as, you know, a lower level guy, of course, like back, like I was saying, 2009, and then he grew, and not everyone likes the way that he grew in AEW. And but like, hey, I mean, that's the natural progression of a star, right? They're not always gonna come in as a main eventer immediately. We watched him grow, and I think that's awesome. And I think he really reinvented himself. It doesn't look like the same Cody Rhodes that we saw 10 years ago. It, you know, he's matured. He's much better. Like you said, the story building is great. I think there's a lot of elements that go into making this a true WrestleMania main event. I can't wait for it. Yeah, and I think Cody's gonna definitely dethrone Roman.
Definitely.
I think definitely, yeah.
Wow.
To use a quote and a cheap plug from my recent Kurt Angle interview that's up on my YouTube channel, Kurt Angle said that there's no doubt in his mind that Cody dethrones Roman Reigns. So I'm going to side with Kurt Angle on this one. And you should check out that interview.
Can't go wrong with that. So you know me, I go on TikTok and it
Yeah.
was showing and there's the funny trend going around. It's like UK wrestling fans, you know what time I have to stay up to watch wrestling events now, like 5 a.m. They said it's 5 a.m. It's the main event for WrestleMania. All of a sudden you're falling asleep. One, two, three, dum 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 dum, like Roman's
Yes.
theme. And it's like, no. I stay up for it. I want Cody to win. Like, Roman's been a great champion. He has. But it's time now.
I gotta.
Is there a chance that they want to keep the title on him for 1,000 days? That's a strong possibility.
It would only be like, what, 40 more days or something if he wins this? Yeah.
Yeah. But I look at, like, who else can he feud with after that? Perhaps turn Jey Uso face again, Lashley, Rollins. But yeah, gotta be Cody. I'm picking Cody. I hope it's Cody. And it'll be a good feel-good moment. And it'll be definitely WWE be like, right, this is our baby face now. This is the guy we can pushes the face, or this is the guy, who we're gonna book now for the next few years. So I'm gonna say Cody. So that's all the matches. There's one more question I will ask, and I ask it
Yeah.
every month. Does The Rock show up?
At this point, it does feel like that. We need to make like a compilation, and then The Rock not showing up at when the pay-per-view comes.
Yeah.
I think that the People's Champ does show up, and I'm like the most, what's the word? Like easily swayed Mark out there, but I thought he was going to fight Roman. He's not. Okay. I still think there's a chance that he and Roman feud because to me, I was just talking about this. I think that this whole storyline is fantastic, but it doesn't make sense to me that Roman calls himself the head of the table because The Rock is the head of the table, isn't he? Like, would you agree that The Rock is more successful than Roman in terms of that family?
Yeah, and I mean, like, worldwide appeal. Obviously, he's in the movies and stuff, but yeah, don't get me wrong, I think Roman's main evented more manias.
That's true.
But The Rock is, what's The Rock? I think The Rock's like an 8-time world champion or seven
I
time.
think so. Seven, yeah, something like that. I just
Yeah.
think naturally they need to, he needs to beat The Rock and a match needs to happen, even if it's not a crazy long match. I did, however, just go back and watch like WrestleMania 28 and 29 recently. And those matches, I loved them. I was there, luckily enough, at both once in a lifetime encounters. But the matches themselves don't, they're not like the greatest, fastest pace, but I guess nobody expect them to be. My point is, like, now we're like, what, 10 years later, 11 years? So I don't know if The Rock can, if that was his performance then, who knows? Maybe he's gotten into better cardio or something, but I don't know. Who knows how he would be, but I think it would be interesting if he comes back, even just to give Cody, I mean, give Roman, like, let's say The Rock is. Comes out, does something crazy, like just cuts a promo, then goes in the back. Then we see him go up and like shake Roman's hand as like a kiss of death almost. And he gives him good luck. And then Roman goes out there and loses. Something like that, you know? And Roman just blames The Rock for that, for shaking his confidence, for something. But like I said, wishful maybe.
Yeah, like some people think Roman's gonna win. His music's playing, and all of a sudden, if you smell, that could happen. And that's a tough one. I've been saying The Rock's gonna turn up now, and if he's gonna turn up anytime, it's gonna be like in Hollywood. I'll say he shows up. I don't know when, but I think he'll show up. I suppose the other last one to go with it, and then does Stone Cold turn up?
Oh yeah, I think Stone Cold turns up. I feel like, I mean, maybe he just wants to get in really good shape. Who doesn't? But he's been training so hard. If you look at like social media and stuff since his last match last year, and I know he was floated like a ton of ideas allegedly for this WrestleMania. I think he shows up. I think it's more realistic for Stone Cold to show up than The Rock. I'd love it if they both showed up.
Right, so yeah, I say Stone Cold shows up as well. WrestleMania moment, don't know how, but he will. So yes, that's our predictions. So do you fly out tomorrow, or are you driving?
No, the drive would be like 3 days. I'm flying out tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. and I'm getting there. There's some cool things going on. Just, they kind of like take over the area. I've never even been to LA, so if any cafe people are in LA, if I have any suggestions, let me know. I'm looking for some good places to eat. Gonna look around. Gonna try to divide it up, but I doubt that's gonna happen. I'm gonna try to do like half wrestling, half, but I highly doubt it. I got going to the WrestleCon Super Show, so that should be fun. That was fun last year. I'm doing Hall of Fame and WrestleMania, and then the Raw after WrestleMania, and then I'm heading back. So, looking forward to it. We shall see how it goes. But I'll definitely film some clips. Maybe if you're still live streaming, I could like pop up on my phone, like when I'm leaving the stadium or before I go in or something, and we could see how it looks before it like fills up. I could join from my phone if you want.
Well, when I found out that Charlotte and Rhea Ripley is going to be the main event night one, I'm like, yeah, man, I can go to sleep about 30 minutes early. I am not. St I'll try and do the watch along, everyone, but I am not staying up to watch Charlotte and Rhea Ripley. I will be going to sleep. So.
Yeah, that's it will be late. Oh yeah, someone said Paul. Yeah, I actually am planning on going to the Indie Hall of Fame too. I know Paul's getting inducted, which will be cool. I've never been to one of those either. And I know last year, I think Homicide, I think we said went in last year. But
Yeah,
I'd want to see how that is, the Indie Hall of Fame. I'll do both Hall of Fames.
I spoke to him last night when we went off, and he was, I won't say who he's inducting him, but he's trying to get this one guy to induct him, and if that works out, I'm like, oh, that'd be pretty fucking cool. And also, if it works out, we're gonna try and get him on Cinemax as well. So
That'll be awesome. Is it someone from the wrestling world?
kinda.
Okay.
So I won't say it's spoiling in case it doesn't work out, but Paul's kind of like training them at the minute. So
That'd be cool.
it'll be interesting. But cool.
We've got
I've got a super chat.
Waldo coming in. Thank you, Waldo. Always happy to see you guys. Give Stone Cold's run was like 4 to 5 years only. You reckon that he had stayed in WWE, Cena would have been as big.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that's all it
Yeah.
was, that run. And he wasn't the top guy till Mania 14 in 98. And fuck, he retired basically Mania 19, but for all that year he didn't show up. He would like last time. Yeah, seriously, last time he won the world title, boy, when he lost the title to Jericho Vengeance 2001. Yeah, so he literally had 3 years as the top guy. That was
Wow.
it.
That's crazy. That's a, yeah. And people were upset that, like, and not to compare the two, completely different, but Roman was thinking about leaving like last year or something, right? Like he cut a promo and his run has been, I mean, Tribal Chief has only been like what, 1.5 years or 2 years or something like that. But overall, Roman's been there for like well over 12 years, something like
Yeah,
that, at least in WWE. Yeah. That's
it's
wild.
like, because I know Cena's the top merchandise seller. That's obviously due to popularity, but longevity as well. I think Austin is second, and like I said, Austin only had 3 years at the top, and the sheer amount of merchandise he shifted in that time is a joke.
It is. Oh wait, you there? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh cool. Okay.
Hear me?
Yeah, that's no the merch. Yeah, I hear you now. Yeah. Let me see. Ross, thank you. Jonah, how much have you watched of Brett 97? Not or Brett 97 was fire. I have watched quite a bit of Bret Hart in my youth. I feel like recently I probably haven't watched a Bret Hart match maybe in a while, but I've watched Bret. Growing up, I was super into like going back, but I definitely didn't connect the dots. It's hard when you go back and watch these intricate storylines and don't have like the weekly broadcast and the build to like add it up and you just watch a match. It's like a totally different feeling. But I've definitely watched a bit of Bret. Not as much as my favorite Bret super fan sitting over there. but definitely something.
I've watched all of Brett in 97. It's great. It's just simply great. The promos, Heart Foundation was fun. Feuding with DX, his feud against Taker, SummerSlam. Man, it's just so good. And
Wait,
especially when you.
I was just gonna say, did he fight the Patriot in 97? It was like a random match. Okay, I just watched that last night, actually, oddly enough, because I had to get something for a reel I was making. Yeah, I watched that Patriot match. Last Brett match I watched. Last match I watched, actually, yeah.
Oh, that's the last Brett match I've watched. Let me think. I think might have been a tag match. I think the last one that no, right, no, I remember. Rumble 94. If you can count that as a Brett match when he won it.
Yeah, I'd count that as a Brett match. Yeah. When did you
Yeah.
watch that recently?
No, that's a little bit ago. That was like must have been about a year ago, I would say.
Okay.
Because I go through phases of what I'm watching because there's so much content on the network. I want to watch Nitro. But then I want to watch Raw. Then I'm like, do I want to watch 98 Raw? I want to watch 2004 SmackDown. Or should I watch 2001 Raw? It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Never anything past 2010.
That, I feel like it is highly contested with when it started going like downhill. 2011 to me, it was the start of it. It was the start of it, definitely. The Punk Cena, when CM Punk
Jeff
before,
left.
what'd you say? Jeff left, I was gone. I
When
was
Jeff
actually like,
left.
I was heartbroken when Jeff Hardy left, as evident on our last stream with me decked out in my what did Paul say, like the pantyhose, armbands. But I think, yeah, I don't know. I think 2011, probably when Del Rio came around, I started like realizing this isn't as good as what I grew up with, or I was actually still young, but you know what I mean. I was realizing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I watch every week. I don't. I'll catch the highlights on YouTube. I watch the pay-per-views, obviously, but I don't know if it's just because I'm aged now and I'm getting older, but like I remember as a kid or as a teenager even, like oh, I love watching it. I couldn't wait for the next episode to come, next Raw, next SmackDown, and can't wait, but I just don't feel that way with it anymore. And like I said, it's probably just because I'm getting old. But
It's also
I don't
like
know.
TV in general. I feel like TV's changing too. I mean, not I feel like it is, but like that appointment style TV where you sit down and watch every Monday. Like, oh my God, I literally couldn't miss it. Like Paul said, how he used to turn down going places to watch wrestling. That was absolutely me for a while also. Like I would stay in and watch Raw and SmackDown religiously. That is what I did. And if I went somewhere, I'd need to make sure they had it. Like I was very OCD about watching the wrestling, and yeah, that's probably why I'm absolutely obsessed with it. You as well, I'm sure, right? Like would you ever turn things down to watch wrestling? Like if you missed it, didn't it feel like weird when you were super into it?
I mean, I didn't need to turn anything down because it was on so late over here.
Oh yeah, it's true, actually, it's true.
So, and like I would record it, so I could watch it next morning probably. I was thinking about that to myself today. I'm like, I can stay up to 3 a.m. so easy now, and I don't know how. Because I could never used to, but I can so easily now. It's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah,
You're on
now
that great sleep schedule.
it's like Nitro, even Thunder. I used to watch every week. I couldn't wait to watch it.
This is so
Yeah,
cool. I
think
have
that
to throw it.
4 hour sleep schedule I've got. I
Well,
was so tired this morning. I did not want
this
to go
one
to
right
work.
here, I love this. I remember kids talk about Thursday Night SmackDown on Friday morning at school. I missed that era. Nobody in my school talked about wrestling. I had to. I was absolutely the designated wrestling fan, and there was always one of those because I went to a few different schools. There was always a designated like something. And maybe when I was a senior in high school, so 2016, believe it or not, the most wrestling fans I've ever seen were in 2016. There was like
Wow.
10 fans in the school. And I was like, okay, I finally got someone to talk about this with. Other than that, it was like teachers who when I said I liked wrestling, they were immediately like, oh, I'm cold wrestling. And I was like,
Yeah.
no. Unfortunately.
It's not as popular as it once was. It's definitely a niche now. Like I said, I grew up, and a lot of people in the chat probably did as well. I grew up in the Attitude Era, the Monday Night Wars. I mean, it was everywhere. Even my mother was a fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin, and she doesn't really like wrestling, but she loves Stone Cold. I can't explain to her how big it was. I kind of wish I was there during the prime Hogan years and like the build up to WrestleMania 3. I would love to know what that build up was like in WrestleMania 6, like Hogan Warrior. So I never experienced that, but I experienced the Attitude Era, and it was cool. It was just cool to be a wrestling fan. The easiest way to explain it, but oh well, it's a niche now, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I like that it's a niche. I look at it in like a weird way that it's something like nothing. It's literally like nothing else out there. And I enjoy the fact that like some people just don't understand it, and that's fine. Like it's not a thing that you can easily understand and wrap your head around. I feel like you've never seen it before. And I know that it's better if it gets like to a wider audience, but I don't know. I kind of like the fact that it's liked, but I mean, there's millions and millions of fans around the world, but still it does feel like we're in our own little like club sometimes, you know?
That's cool. So WrestleMania this weekend. So we didn't have predictions. I will attempt to do a live stream, but I'll be honest, guys. If I know I'm falling asleep, I will just be cutting the live stream and be like, "I'm sorry, guys, I'm going to sleep." I don't know what matches. Well, Cena and Theory is night one of WrestleMania, so that's something to look forward to begin with. It'll be interesting if they stick all the Bloodline matches on night two. It'd be interesting what the what's on each night. Oh God, I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I'm not looking forward to it.
Prime energy drink, Logan Paul, right there, James. You gotta just chug that.
There's a big
Maybe they'll
shortage of it.
sponsor us.
There's a big
Really?
shortage of
Of Prime specifically?
in the UK, there is.
Wow.
But I went up to see my parents at the weekend, and we called into the garage on the way back to get some diesel. And my little boys with me, the three of them's with me, but the middle one's Sammy. Dad, Prime! He's only like six. So it's like, Prime. I looked and there's like big crates of Prime. I said, "What you
That's
just want
so
to do?" Because
cute.
it there was like £3 each. I said, "What you just want to do, boys?" I said, "Buy about 10, 20 bottles. I said, sell them to your school friends for about £20 a case, or £10 a piece.
You're teaching them to be hustlers.
They will sell." And me eldest son said, "Oh, we're not allowed to bring money to school." I'm like, "Don't tell the teachers, Divvy." I'm trying to start them off young, with
I love
the
that, James. I
grifting.
absolutely love that. And with the grifting.
Oh man, I'm a great pool player.
Wait, you're a good pool player?
Yes, I'm a
So
great
am
pool
I.
player.
I am a fantastic. That's all I did. 4 years of high school, a former circus clown taught me to play pool. That's a true fact. Former Ringling Brothers circus clown taught me to play for 4 years of high school. We had like an old pool table in the basement. I played all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
The only
So.
problem with the American pool tables, I find them too easy to play on because the pockets are like that wide.
You think
And
so? Well, what do you guys have? You have like,
no, I've
what's it
played on
called?
them.
Isn't, oh, you played on them, but what's the difference with yours though? There are smaller pockets.
The smaller pockets. Because we have like red and yellows, but you call it like 9-ball or 8-ball even.
Eight ball, we call it, yeah.
But when I've played on them, like the pockets are so wide, so I've always found it really easy to play on them. But UK pool tables, the pockets are so much smaller. So, but I've tried snooker, but I could never get to grips with snooker because the tables are too big. I just couldn't do it.
I played one game of snooker ever somewhere here at like a bar, but that, yeah, pool was like all I was like doing for a while at school, whenever I had like free time. I love it. And I still do it. There's a lot of pool halls around here. One day, James, one day
We'll get
we'll
it.
have a game.
One of my favorite episodes in TV is you remember the Fresh Prince
Fresh
from
Prince of
Bel-Air?
Bel-Air. I knew exactly what you were going to say. Yes, we played to that playing as we were playing the game. Like we had that in the background, that song and every. Oh my gosh,
I
it's
love
so
that
good.
episode.
Do you remember
10%
10
for his
Days
manager.
Manager? Yes, James. Oh my God, James and in we would be great buds. I guarantee you. We'd take
So
them
good
all for
stuff.
their money.
Oh yeah. I mean, I learned a lot of like bad tricks and like cons, and there's some good ones. But yeah, I had some good times growing up as a teenager. What? Yeah, I won't say much before I get cancelled. Anyway, so
Times are a changing, James.
oh yeah, man. My thing, like this ain't tricks, but so when I used to go nightclubbing, and if I was trying to hook up with someone, basically, I would tell them lies. So back when, you've seen a picture of me when I was younger,
Yeah.
so you realize, so now you know how skinny I was. So when I was 17, I used to go nightclubbing, and I looked the same. And whenever I was chatting to a girl, she was like, "Oh, what do you do?" And I'm like, "Oh, I play for the youth team for Nottingham Forest football team, soccer." So when I used to go out, this was kind of before smartphones became commonplace. So if you try to do that now, "Oh, I play for the youth team," well, plus
Yeah,
two
they
O's.
just look you up, right?
Yeah. Back then, I'd be like, "Yeah, I play for the youth team," and it used to be like that. So it used to be so easy.
Yeah,
Well,
that's, oh my gosh. I love
just
that.
give it a
And
bit.
you know that if that ever worked, then you're being talked about right now as like a legend by whoever they are. If they're ever like, remember that one night that you hooked up with that player from the team? And they're like, yeah, I wonder what happened to him. He's
It's a
doing a
long time ago.
podcast now. Cafe
A new
Day
podcast.
Verde.
So, no, it's all good. Oh, Nick's in the chat.
I see that. Oh, my bad.
I haven't spoke to Nick for ages. Need to message him. For ages, it's been too long.
What's up, Nick? I know I just put out a I put out a list of like podcasters that I'm seeing really putting in the work recently, and Nick was on there, of course, top in the list though, James. You're in that. You really did putting in the work. There's a ton of us, but it's a cool little community though. It's definitely a nice community of people, the ones who are still doing it. So but yeah, Nick's I think he's doing well.
Well, I'm going to sleep. It's 1 o'clock. Man, I only had like 4 hours sleep last night. So I'll try and get some sleep. Got work tomorrow. Then, so the rest of the schedule this week. Jonah's going to WrestleMania, cashing in that money in the bank.
I'm cashing in the I want to be. I'm gonna be Cafe Des Reines' live correspondent. I got a.
To
We'll see
wear the
what
merch,
happens.
get the sign.
Oh, definitely wearing the merch. Yeah, I almost want to wear the tux. I'm bringing both. I'm bringing cafe stuff and the tux. So, look
Imagine if you
out.
see, Booker T around WrestleCon. Tell me,
With the
did you
Cafe Des
see
Reines merch
that?
on.
He's coming over. Has it gone? No, he's here next month, I think, for like it's one up in there, Liverpool, for the love of wrestling.
Okay,
But
yeah.
everyone there is the people who hates Renee. You got Booker T, you got Bubba Ray Dudley. You've got all these people. I'm like, fuck, imagine if I turn up around there. So yeah, but now, so you're going to WrestleMania tomorrow night. Me and Renee is going to be recording the first episode of our new series, which we're excited about. So I think you're going to enjoy it. I won't reveal too much yet, but it's going to be a pre-recorded thing, and there's going to be a lot of bells and whistles in it, but I think you're going to enjoy it. So if it does well, we're going to carry on, but hopefully that might be something that will be out next Wednesday. This Thursday, we've got Masha Slamovich on the show, newly crowned GCW champion. So we've had her on once before, so this will be the first time live streaming with her, so that should be fun. I've just released episode 4 Cinemax, so me and Paul did, so that's reviewed Jean-Claude Van Damme Lionheart. So if you want to head over to Cinemax, you can do. New series
Definitely.
Cafe Day Politics. One, we're not, it's not that, but we will be doing that one day.
Cafe Day Politics. If anyone
Oh,
is going
me.
to, I was just going to say, if anyone's going to WrestleCon, I see in the chat some people, if anyone is going like Saturday, Friday, Saturday, maybe even Sunday, check it out. I think I'll be there, obviously as a mark, but I'm going to be walking around and stuff. So check it out. Maybe we'll see each other.
And yeah, and Saturday and Sunday I'm gonna attempt to do watch alongs, so please support me.
No,
So
definitely.
we'll see what I can do. People asking about Patreon, perhaps one day we'll see. We have big plans for the channel. We're nearly at 16,000, so we're hoping to hit that soon. Jonah's been working hard on the audio podcast sites. They've been coming out frequently now, so
Yes.
must be nearly caught up on that now.
Basic, I think I'm about 10 more to be fully caught up, but I usually try to get the new episodes on there immediately. So like the giant six, like the all-star one from last week is definitely, it's been up there for a few days now. I'm gonna get the one from last night on there by tonight. So usually check next day if you don't want to rewatch it on YouTube, check it out on audio. It'll be there.
Yeah, and and for our New Zealand fans, thank you. We're up to number 8 in the New Zealand charts.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. I'm going
So,
to answer this question from Waldo. Waldo, yes, to answer your animation question. I have one in the works. Been in the works for a long time. Those are painstaking projects, but trying to get one more done
and Ken says James can screw himself. Thank you.
No. No, he can't. James cannot screw himself. Only people who believe James is on the football team, they can screw James.
Hell yeah. Right, everyone. Thanks again. And yeah, catch you Thursday, and then we'll catch you Saturday. And Jonah should be catching you next Friday, I guess.
Yeah, next I'm gonna be at SmackDown. But you'll be on Friday, right? Are you doing? Oh, yeah, this Friday, right?
Now we're on this Thursday. You're away. You're still going to be away Monday. So we've got Bin Amin on next Friday.
Okay.
Conspiracy theories. So if you're not back then, I suppose it'd be like 2 weeks till I see you again.
But I will. I'll see you soon. I really am gonna try to hop on for the Mania watch along.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for a couple seconds. I think it'd be if you want to see like the inside of the stadium or something like that. See what it's how it's filling up. Hopefully filling up. They say it's sold out.
That's what I've heard. Good. Bye, everyone. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next one.